Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 229, Skyrim. This is the show recorded on the 12th of December, 2010. Hello, I'm your host, my name is Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is...
Catherine.
Yo, what's up?
I'm alright. I was ready that time. Last week I faffed about with water, didn't I?
I'll be leds.
Now for the news.
Quite a few things happened last night, news-wise. We've got a lot of those on our show notes. They're mainly being they're left to the end, kind of.
Yep.
Especially the most important one, of course.
The only one
that Paul cares
people,
about.
Anyone cares about. The rest is. That? The rest is jib jab in comparison to this.
Okay, so first up, Edna and Harvey. We mentioned this recent. Well, I say recently, it was probably a few months ago. God knows how long ago.
I'm really glad.
Because when we mentioned about Lace Mamba doing a merger kind of thing. One of the games that we mentioned was Edna and Harvey, which is a point-and-click adventure title. And it's now been officially confirmed that, firstly, it's release date, and secondly, that it's having a collector's edition as well, which is including the official soundtrack of the game, which comes on a separate CD, and an A2 poster of some artwork from the game, and it's going to be £20. And the game is coming out on January 21st.
And this is similar to, like, you know, these 2D adventure pointy-clicky
games. Yeah, it looks more like it's been made in Flash than, say, Whispered World.
Meaning Flash, I mean it looks like sort of cel-shaded.
Yeah, so it's less on the shadows, more on the bold lines.
Indeed.
But yeah, so this is coming out then, so hopefully then we'll soon find out what the release date will be for Deponia as well, because that one looked awesome, and then everything else that they've got coming out. We were actually mentioning another Lace Mamba game slightly later on that I got to play recently. That was awesome.
I realise.
Yes.
Dead Space 2 looks like it's got some scary zombie dinosaur in it by the look of this screenshot.
It looks kind of like... I know, the mouse looks definitely like some kind of animal.
It's a dinosaur zombie.
Okay.
That's what it is. No arguing with it. That's what it is.
So, Dead Space 2, there's a demo coming out December 21st. Paul doesn't care.
No, I don't. Sorry, Gary.
I reckon this will probably be similar to what's been available at places like Eurogamer
and
MCM Expo. But for anyone who didn't go to that, or if it's a different one, it gives everyone a chance to give it a play. So it comes out... That's about a month before it comes... Does it come out January over here?
It's early part of the year, isn't it?
Yeah. The game comes out January 28th. So they're giving us a demo about a month before it comes out. And just before Christmas, so then people could be like, I want this game, I'm going to save up my money I get.
Can I have the game now? 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 Can I have the game? Well, this isn't a game. What's this doing on here?
Amazon are doing flipping trade-ins now.
Oh.
Everyone's doing it.
I don't think anyone's going to trade stuff in at Amazon. They just think how much hassle it is.
Well, okay. You select what you want to send them. They give you a delivery label and it's free to post. And then you get a gift card back.
Right.
Deposited into your account.
But what then happens when the game is rubbish? It's got scratches all over it.
Well, yeah, that's what I don't know.
And Amazon are like, oh no, we just wasted postage on this pile of poop.
And also the fact then of, I don't know if they're like, oh, it must have an instruction book, all this blah, blah, blah.
Because
the thing is, their prices for some of their games aren't too bad. But I'm just like... I mean, do many other places actually... Nowhere else. Oh, I suppose see Computer Exchange. They do online, you can trade your stuff in. Either way, oh. This is bad enough that Asda to do it now. Yeah, it's bad enough that Asda to do it, Tesco's do it. I'm sure Sainsbury's probably do it, or are going to do it soon, and everywhere else doing it. It's annoying.
Yep, it's going to put everyone out of a job. Sorry, Catherine. You're unemployed now, like other studios who don't have any money because of all the trade in SMEG.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Dance Dance Revolution.
So I think this is really silly. Konami have announced they're doing another Dance Dance Revolution for the 360 that does not use Kinect.
Right. Move on. What's the point?
It uses the Live Vision camera.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I guess it might use a dance mat as well. Yeah, it uses the dance mat. Because, of course, they released the dance mat, didn't they? For, like, Dancing Stage or something like that.
What?
But this is for the people who can't afford to buy Kinect and the Konami Kinect dancing game.
What?
But I thought I'd mention that.
This is ridiculous. Using Kinect for a dancing game? Sorry, whoever decided that is an idiot.
Uncharted 3,
we don't care about this.
Wait! Firstly, Dance Revolution is coming out first quarter of next year, for anyone who cares.
Nope.
Not Paul. Uncharted 3 Drake's Deception was, of course, announced on the 9th of December, I believe. So, about 3 days ago. Can you make it smaller, can't you?
Make WoW smaller? Are you kidding me?
Sorry. So this got announced back 3 days ago.
I can't reach my guild window.
Once again, it's exclusive to the PS3. It's being developed by Naughty Dog.
I'm going to shoot myself later on.
You can make it bigger again.
This is terrible. What? Our daily experience is only at 55% today. You're going to have to level up, girl, like 10 times.
So they're focusing again on multiplayer. Bigger set pieces than before. Apparently, a lovely storyline. Cinematic presentation. Everything that you get with Uncharted 1 and 2. I don't know what else to say. It's a sequel. They showed a video at the Spike VGA Awards, VGAs last night. It was said to show gameplay, but it showed like 2 seconds of gameplay, so it was a bit hard to see. But other than that, it's slated. It's also 3D as well, because Sony are big on that at the moment. And it's slated for, I believe, if Naughty Dog made their trailer with an American date on it, the 1st of November next year. Or if a British person reads it, it's the 11th of January this year. Next year.
Oh, aye.
But it should be next year, November time.
End of next year.
It's in the Arabian Desert. I didn't mention that. Have a look on the net. You'll be able to find the trailer. You see Drake walking through a desert, looking back, and he grabs a gun out of the sand, which has someone's hand attached to it. And then it shows like lots of jumping and explosions and, yeah.
Mass Effect 3 has also been announced, mm-hmm. although we kind of
knew this already.
So, coming out end of next year.
And
it's Mass Effect 3. Hopefully it will bring back the stupid car stuff they should have not taken out because it was brilliant, even though it was rubbish.
I'm going to say probably not, because if you listen to me say about it, so there was...
I'm sorry.
I wasn't trying to be mean. Do you remember that screenshot that they released that we had mentioned on the show before?
And we were like,
it's a BioWare game.
If there are no follow-up questions, yes.
And how we said, maybe it'll be a multiplayer game or something like that. So what it was a dude inside Big Ben, because Mass Effect 3 is set on Earth. Or has a lot to do with Earth. So Earth's being invaded and Shepard has to come help. So there was this English dude talking.
Simon Pegg.
No, the English dude talking inside Big Ben.
Like
I saw the London Eye.
Well,
it was a bit silly.
Charlotte's character
it's a bit silly
looks
in,
like Simon Pegg.
It's a bit silly in the trailer because there's all these like things attacking. Yet I'm sure I saw the London Eye still going round. And it's like, that wouldn't be happening. They would have like lost all power or something like that. Or at least stopped the London Eye from like spinning around. Either way, so you can expect what I'm guessing is lots of British people in it, and wherever else they go on Earth, hopefully it'll be quite epic. And it's slated for coming out fall next year.
Mm-hmm.
not much else I can say on the next item, which is Batman Arkham City. Oh, they announced... Oh, what was his name? Dr. Hugo... Something or other. They announced a new bad guy, Hugo... I'm sure they said Strange, but his name's not Strange, I'm not sure. But they announced one of the new bad guys, or the main new bad guy. If you have a look on the interwebs, there is a new trailer up for Batman Arkham City, which was a VGA exclusive. And it's all pre-rendered cutscene, but you kind of get the gist of it.
Oh, Tomb Raider's being ruined.
I don't know.
Sean says it is. I believe Sean.
So I said that at first, but I'm kind of growing on what she looks like. Because she look. Have you seen what she looks like?
No.
That.
Looks like a bit of a hobo, if you ask me.
So she's younger.
And a hobo.
She's not all booby.
And a hobo.
See, she's wearing a normal top. I'd wear something like that.
And a hobo.
That's maybe... Okay. Can I have control of the mouse?
I'm trying to talk to my guild friends. That's what happened when Cataclysm's released, girl.
So I like a few things they've said. Nothing's really been announced about it other than it's kind of what people were thinking they were working on. Did you want control of that? So you can type.
I need to talk to Valplot.
So there were rumours ages ago about an open world, survival horror kind of Tomb Raider game. Now, I'm not sure what exactly is true of that, but it's being developed by Crystal Dynamics. Lara is younger and she has changed. She still has huge lips, but doesn't actually have the normal Lara face that we're used to seeing, because it's slightly changed in different areas. So her cheekbones aren't as narrow, her nose points down a bit more, I think, and her eyes are different. So overall, she's a totally different person. They've said they won't be having any unlockable kind of silly clothes like they had before. So she's not a sex object. So they've said, like, no unlockable bikinis. Of course, in all previous Tomb Raider games, you can always unlock, like, the smallest amount of clothing ever. Apparently, it's not going to be anything like that. And, yeah, they've said they're really wanting to change it and making it a bit more realistic. And this is all in January's Game Informer, and I'm probably going to pick it up to have a read and have a look at their pictures and stuff. If someone disagrees with me that I think that it might be a good thing to happen to Tomb Raider, feel free to write a letter and explain why.
Why is Tomb Raider a rubbish game?
I mean, okay, yeah, they tried to change it with Angel of Darkness, and it went wrong. And they've kind of... Well, they changed it for Legend, and it went right, and the same with Anniversary and Underworld. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the original Tomb Raiders were all right. What's wrong with a change? Changes can be good. Changes can also be bad, but changes can be good. Either way, with me, it's a new Tomb Raider game. I like Tomb Raider. Maybe it'll be good. Maybe they'll fix any of the issues that the others have had as well. You'd like to think they're building a new engine. Well, not building a new engine from scratch, but approaching the game from a different angle, maybe. Next up, some Gatsby news.
Great.
So anyone who is keeping an eye on Catherine, which might not be anyone that actually listens to the show, but I like to fill people in anyway, because I'm going to pre-order like crazy. They've now announced they're doing pre-order bonuses of the soundtrack with, I think it was like 11 tracks on it, something like that, and an art book. And it'll be, as usual, as all Atlas and Japanese things, it'll be first come, first serve. So I haven't found it on any websites yet, but the second I have found it on websites, I may mention it on here in case anyone is actually wanting to get the game. Of course, though, if you're thinking of getting it from PlayAsia, they don't ship PS3 versions to any countries in Europe. However, there is still Yes Asia, Renchi, and anywhere else that you can find, sorry. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that, and I can't wait to find somewhere to pre-order it from so I can get that stuff. Yeah. Can I,
Deus Ex Human Revolution has been cancelled.
No, it hasn't. Don't say that.
We're disappointed to announce this sad, sad news.
Don't say that.
What's this new? What's new about it?
There's a...
Oh, a new trailer.
There's a new trailer that's about 5 minutes long. I recommend anyone...
Yeah, look at these role players. Let's get them.
I recommend anyone that wants the game should pick it up. Why are you entering combat?
I was attacking a crab.
Oh. yeah, anyone who's looking forward to this game should totally check it out, because, well, okay, it's all cutscene in the video. There's no actual in-game stuff, but it only uses AIC.
Oh, music onto it. Oh.
Yeah. There's it. Well, from the cutscenes, it looks atmospheric. The environments look amazing. It just makes you think of Blade Runner, Syndicate. I don't know, it just looks really... I don't know, I'm really excited for it. I think it looks awesome. And hopefully it will come out early in 2011 and not quite late in 2011. I mean, they've said early-ish, but early could mean like March or May or April. I hope it's sooner. So check out this video. Just search for Deus Ex Human Revolution video and it'll be the longest, newest one. I thought at first it was like a hash of all of them together, because it starts with the whole him having a dream, and then like looking at his arms and stuff in whatever times with those hats and stuff, and then him, because yeah, him flying with his wings up into the air, but then there's more, it kind of branches off, so I think it's really cool. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I got it pre-ordered on 360 and PC, because it's a PC game at heart. Next up, Oddbox has been announced, which is a compilation of every Oddworld game for Steam. So they're finally really... Well, they're going to have... what is it? Abe's Odyssey, Abe's Exodus, Munch's Odyssey, and Stranger's Wrath on PC.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
So they'll no longer be Xbox exclusives, and they're going to release it all in one nice kind of, as they call it, an odd box. And you'll be able to pick that up off Steam. They haven't said when, but they've said it's going to be out this holiday season, which means before the new year, right?
It means in the next week or so. Yeah. Next 2 weeks.
So that's quite cool. And anyone who's never had a chance to play Munch's Odyssey should pick this up, because Munch's Odyssey is awesome. That little guy is so cute.
It's all right.
Yeah. Although, probably the... Or I'd imagine the version of Stranger's Wrath won't be the...
Why am I looking around like a suck?
Won't be the HD release, re-release that. Update thing. It'll probably just be a port of the Xbox version. Next up, as Paul is busy playing WoW...
World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft.
So I played a game...
I'm trapping lobsters.
Well, I saw a piece of news for a game called Hacker Evolution.
Oh,
so they're releasing the Hacker Evolution Collection at retail, and this will be the first time you'll be able to buy it at retail.
Bishman.
And this is Lace Mamba, who Bishman. Of course do Edna and Harvey, are releasing this. And it's going to be £20, and it will have Hacker Evolution and Hacker Evolution Unite, I believe that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's also got the Reinsertion Expansion. Oh, Untold. Hacker Evolution Untold. So I had to play this, and I thought it was well addictive. Even though it's just like you're using command prompt. Because you got like these kind of graphics on the screen. It's not so much like Uplink, because there's no graphical stuff to it. You're always typing, so it's like searching in a directory and downloading files and cracking servers and changing the port and bouncing off other servers and stuff.
Okay.
I found it really fun and addictive, and the music was quite...
But it's training you to hack into the CIA computers.
Don't be stupid.
It's a bad influence. We must protect the children.
Either way, if anyone liked Uplink or want to try some of this, you could pick up the demo off the ExoSiphon Games website. So if you just search for Hacker Evolution, you'll be able to find a demo.
I'm going to get a bag of shiny things.
And it's available on Steam. You can get it for £20 on Steam via digital download, or you can pick it up from February 4th in most stores for $19.99 as well. And then you can have an actual box copy. Yeah. I found it really fun. I actually spent a few hours wasted on it when I could have been doing something else.
Like jib jab.
Can you scroll down a little bit?
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, so
this
there
is
was
Krotas or Kratos.
Kratos. So Mortal Kombat
this
news from the VGAs.
This isn't the cool one, is it?
This is the new Mortal Kombat game.
This is the 2D one. Well, 2D gameplay surface.
Yeah.
Okay.
So PS3 version's got exclusivity of Kratos as a playable character, which is pointless. He's not a Mortal Kombat character. Why is he in the game?
He's in the game because they like to cross things over and be gay.
Mm. So that was announced last night.
What did I just do?
I think you scrolled down a bit, but that's okay. Prototype 2 has been announced by Activision.
Yep.
Randomly, it was announced by Tony Hawk. What's the point in that?
Tony Hawk is Activision's only friend since everyone was too busy playing World of Warcraft.
But they couldn't get someone else to announce it. They had Tony Hawk do it.
Yeah, well, he's not playing World of Warcraft right now.
I
know, so I can't get any in. My mouth's too big.
Prototype 2 is coming out 2012. I think you just said 2012. It looked like they were filling it full of set pieces. I thought it was a bit odd that Activision are trying to make a big fuss about a game that's not Call of Duty.
Makes a change, doesn't it?
Yeah. And yeah, so if anyone enjoyed Prototype 2, keep an eye on it. I didn't enjoy it too much, but I might give it another play again and see if I change my mind. But yeah, that's coming out 2012. Next up, Insane was announced, which is Guillermo del Toro's new game. Well, first game, because he's a film director.
Is it? It's not coming out for ages, though.
Yes. So you haven't seen you haven't seen Pan's Labyrinth, have you?
Mm.
I'll have to make you watch that. So he's done some really cool films, and he's decided to branch into video games as well. And he's working with Volition and THQ to make a game called Insane.
Look, Volition, there's only one thing you guys need to be working on. Free space, free. Anything else you make is rubbish.
Well, maybe they're not able to get the money for free space too.
Not get the money for it? Who cares?
But then again, I'm sure they've got money from Saints Row.
Saints Row? What a lot of rubbish.
But yeah, so they're working with him, and they've said it's going to come out 2013. If you have a search on the internet, you can see the teaser trailer they announced, which makes it look like some kind of horror survival kind of game, but there's no actual gameplay or much that you can actually see other than people screaming and stuff. You can't even really make anyone out. But it'll be interesting because it was the one thing that made the VGA is actually serious, because he's actually moving into a kind of area as opposed to staying in film and looking down on games like most other film things do, which is a shame. Then they announced Forza 4 by the American Top Gear guys, I will say, and it's coming out fall 2011. I believe it's still cars. They're not doing a PGR and adding motorbikes in. But one thing I did notice on the end kind of splash page, and it said Forza 4, it said Top Gear down the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it looks like they're branching off this Top Gear stuff that they released with Forza 3 into Forza 4 as well.
Oh, yeah.
No mention of any Kinect stuff. As far as I know, this is just a racing game.
Wouldn't surprise me if they had it, because the stuff they
demoed, like a side-on kind of thing?
Was like the showroom mode, where you can look around the cars. That wouldn't surprise me.
One thing that was in the trailer, you haven't watched it, have you?
No.
So it showed that you can look inside the bits of your car?
Yeah.
So
they showed that.
You can open up the back or the front.
They showed that for the Kinect stuff, and they were using Kinect to demo that.
Mm.
So it wouldn't surprise me if they had that as an option on there, where you can just Kinect.
If you had Kinect.
It also wouldn't terribly surprise me if they did have some sort of Kinect support.
Because it's a Microsoft
just title. Provided as is, because obviously you're not going to be really playing a racing game with Kinect.
Well, no.
Because it's, use the controller.
Okay. SSX Deadly Descent was announced.
Yeah, SSX is back from its long, long period of...
very long period. What was the last one? Tricky? It wasn't Tricky,
no,
was it?
No, 3 was the last one. You had SSX, SSX... 2, SSX Tricky, and then you had another SSX after that, which were just SSX 3 ones.
Didn't they release one for the Wii? Or am I imagining it?
Maybe.
So this is called Deadly Descent. Deadly Descent because apparently you're against the, like, Mother Nature or whatever. So you're going down, like, mountains that are having avalanches and it's raining or stormy or something. So they're trying to go from a different perspective for it, instead of it just being... like a normal SSX game. I had Tricky. I played that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But then I don't know if they're then going away from the kind of trick aspect and doing more of a survival kind of thing, but I'm not sure how that worked. Either way, it was just a teaser, which was like a cutscene kind of thing, pre-rendered stuff. And then Last up, I think Paul wants to talk about.
Yeah, well, something that we've been waiting for a long time.
Todd Howard came up and mentioned, well, and announced
it. Hey, Todd Howard. Hey, Todd. Elder Scrolls V Skyrim has been announced, hence Skyrim in the title of the show. This will be coming out in November next year. And as you can probably guess, it's set in Skyrim. Skyrim is like where the Nords are from. We don't really know much more than that.
No.
Only that it's something to do with dragons being involved. Mm. Which is an interesting choice.
Because they've never had them, have they?
Because they've always been in the lore, but like you've never had a dragon in the game.
No encounter with
you
dragon.
Had a statue of a dragon in a town, but an actual dragon. It was like, you know, oh, this is a mythical dude. But no, they, I mean, dragons originate from Akavir anyway, which sort of goes back to the rumours I heard a while about Akavir being involved somehow. Because in Oblivion, you heard people saying that the Nethereen has gone to Akavir, so, you know, dragons back. Maybe they flew over from Akavir. Maybe they're just dormant ones in, almost said Azeroth then. Ooh, cataclysm.
Wrong lore.
Dragon. Hmm, there's too many dreams. Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, the trailer did remind me of Cataclysm. It's like, gee. I think roleplayers are going to be fed up with dragons by next year from all the Cataclysm stuff. Anyway, so yeah. Don't really know much more than that. Set in Skyrim. Skyrim's a nice place. It's sort of like, sort of, you know, styling of Bruma. Of obviously, they'll mix it up and have influences of the provinces around. So you'll have whatever town. There's like 7 or 8 towns. In the lore, if they actually do 7 or 8 towns in the game, is a different matter. So yeah, it should be interesting. No screenshots or anything like that yet. Just a trailer where some dude basically says, "The dragons are back, run away." Essentially,
pretty much,
but obviously faster.
Yeah, and it's not shown in like a normal kind of cutscene sense either, is it? It's
no.
Kind of like a storytelling sense, would you say?
Yes.
Yes. Anything else you want to say about Skyrim?
Well, I suppose we could play the trailer and people could listen to it.
If you want.
But I don't have it handy because I'm too busy playing World of Warcraft.
Well, you just clicked on the X.
I know, I'm closing World of Warcraft. Is that okay or am I not allowed to close it?
Yeah, you are.
Because for the next thing, what the hell? Oh, she's on Facebook. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the trailer's on YouTube, it's on the official website, blah, blah, blah. It's cool, but, you know, there's not really anything about it yet, so it's hard to really comment, you know. It better be good. If it's not, well, obviously they're going to do things which will wind everyone up. Oh, yeah, we'll cut out all these skills and we'll make it not a role-playing game anymore. Oh, great, Todd Howard.
Do you think they'll
Did
fix,
you actually think
like,
that was a good idea?
Jump animations.
Oh, no, this is Bethesda.
Damn.
Obviously, there must be something like about jump animations, like so, like a running joke they've got internally saying we can never have good jump animations. But since everyone plays in first person, unless you're an idiot, you know, you don't really notice the jump animations. But no, it should be good. Because, what was it? Blood Moon was brilliant, and that was obviously set up north on Solstheim. Last vote to Solstheim until the next one.
You'd say that.
Who said that?
I can't remember.
Skirir or Skva or something. A stupid cat in some place up north. It's a kitty cat. Anyway, that's the news for this week. Obviously, everything else other than Skyrim is
pointless
and meaningless. Totally.
Perhaps not in my eyes, but maybe in your eyes.
My eyes are the only eyes that matter.
Mm.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
Okay, so we're back to doing Name That Game normally this week, because after my undefeated streak, I thought there's no more point for me to play this game in case I lost my winning streak. So last week, everyone would have heard the noise I don't actually have handy, because Catherine is a bad person and doesn't put it where I normally put them, but it's here, so I can find it. So yeah, that was cool, and I correctly guessed that it was Phantasy
Which
Star.
Which still creeps me out.
Phantasy Star.
You know,
online.
I bet if I would have done it this week, you would have lost and not known what it was.
Why?
I bet.
Why?
I'm not going to tell you, because in case I ever use it.
Why?
Because you'd never have heard it before.
Whatever, so yeah, as I said, the answer was Phantasy Star Online, which I correctly guessed.
Yes.
So that is 2 out of 2
which is, of
for
course,
the Dinindal.
An awesome game for anyone.
The Dinindal.
For anyone.
I won't talk
about Phantasy Star then.
We're talking about World of Warcraft. You don't want asking me to get you a time card, so don't look at me as if you don't
I
like
wanted
it.
To talk about Phantasy Star, and you started singing your Dinindal song.
Right, talk about Phantasy
Star. No, I'm not
going
to bother now.
Fine, don't bother. Right, this week we've got something way cooler. Did I actually save it out? Yes, I did. Okay. Ready? Any guesses?
So it's either saying Zeldry or it's saying Final Fantasy 70.
Nope.
Neither.
It has relation to the only news item on this week's show.
Oh, really?
That is a massive clue, obviously.
Have I played it?
I don't think so.
Stop dancing, it's creeping me out. Stop it! Oi!
What are you talking about?
You're dancing.
I'm sat in a chair, dude.
Yeah, you're dancing with your hands.
Whatever.
And your face.
So not only do I want the name of the game, since obviously it's got a massive hint in that it's connected to the only news item on the show. I want the name of the game, but I also want why it's got a connection with the news item. Not only just that it's the same series of games.
Blood Moon?
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
Okay, Catherine thinks it is Blood Moon.
Because it's up north. The north guys.
So you think it's from the Elder Scrolls III expansion pack, Blood Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you think you know what it is, and you think the connection is because it's up north like Skyrim is. Yeah.
And the Nord guys.
Okay, cool.
The Nord guys, you said, yeah.
Yeah, Nord dudes.
Nord.
Like Paul, Nord dude, yeah, Emperor Paul, of Nord all dude. Tamriel. And soon Akavir when he gets a mod which adds Akavir and he goes...
Careful, you almost got me in the face.
No, I didn't.
You did.
What are you talking about?
Stop flipping your hands about.
What are you jib-jabbing
about? You're going to punch me one day.
If you think you know what it is, feedback at gamercast.net, send us your guess, and if it's correct, you'll get the GZs, if I'm not too busy playing the World of Warcrafts. It's not World of Warcraft, either.
I know that.
Oh my god, let's talk about World of Warcraft.
New releases this week.
Okay, releases this week, World of Warcraft.
No, that came
Destiny
out.
Guild.
That came out last week. So, there aren't many releases out at all. So we've got 3 games coming out. Two of which are Wii games.
The Ultimate Battle of the Sexes.
Which are budget games. So this is 24 mini games with gender-specific topics. I don't know how this is going to work, to be fair, other than it being a really kind of silly game. So think like the game they do in Friends.
Oh, she's offline now.
So have you seen that episode in Friends where it's like? Because
I've
seen
lots of episodes.
I know you've been
Friends.
Made to watch episodes.
I know of a guy called Ross.
Ross has like a game that they
Ross
do.
Ross is the decent.
And they have cards, and they have to answer questions about the guys or the girls, and they do the opposite. Like
no,
the Friends
it
game.
Ring a bell.
So I think it should. Be something like that, but it'd probably be a bit more. It would of course be a bit more.
I remember something from
general.
Big Bang Theory about them asking for connections about what would happen if something such and such beaver was on the rule of the planet or something.
No, that was a weird game. So they've got this coming out. You've then also got Speed coming out, as well as Patapon 3. So Speed is.
Oh my god, is that the thing with the bus that can't slow down?
No. Speed is a Wii racing game. Which apparently has breathtaking visuals and an awe-inspiring soundtrack.
Right, breathtaking visuals for a Wii game.
That's like £15.
I wouldn't even
like
accept breathtaking visuals from a console game.
So yeah, that's a racing game, like many others. And then Patapon 3 is the main release because it's, in my eyes, the one release.
Oh, in your eyes, unlady down. This is the one release.
Well,
one release to rule them all.
This is a game that I would play.
Lord of the Rings, Battle of Middle-earth 3.
This is a game that
make
I would
EA,
play.
Make it.
unlike the others.
Okay, carry on.
Patapon 3 follows on from Patapon 1 and 2. And just it plays exactly like the others. It's got a co-op mode to complete, to do competitive quests, which uses the ad hoc and infrastructure mode. And there's, as well as that, a missile mission, obstacle race, and tower defense that you can do with friends.
Why didn't you say tower defense, dude?
It's claimed to have over 100 quests. I never played number 2, so I will be picking up 3 eventually, but I need to pick up 2 first and finish 1.
What platform is this?
Patapon's love is PSP. Patapon's a lovely series of games, which have really defining silhouettes to their characters.
But
I don't know if this is coming out via PSP digital download stuff. Probably isn't. It'll probably just be a retail
release. No, it'll be retail, won't it?
And it'll be really cheap as well, like 20 quid, because, of course, PSP games are cheap now. So I recommend people pick that up if they want it. Or you can always get it for someone for Christmas if they like Patapon games, because it comes out just before.
All right.
And that's all the releases for this week, and there probably won't be any release. Well, there won't be any releases next week.
Previews and or reviews.
I played Marvel vs. Capcom 3 the other week, last Saturday. Oi!
What? I ain't done anything.
Call it that.
Well, I didn't know how to spell it.
Capcom, you can spell Capcom.
How do you spell Marvel?
Marvel.
It's got an L in it. What are you talking
E-L.
About?
E-L. Not Marvel.
But now versus is spelled wrong. How do you spell
capital
versus?
Capital B.
Why did not spell versus capital V? Or because it should
B
have a dot after it.
Dot. Then do it like that. I got to go to the Capcom Christmas party, which was cool, and play Marvel vs. Capcom 3 with my sister, with Charlotte multiple times, and have my bum kicked every time by the last time where I finally beat her. So I didn't actually have a chance to play it back at MTM or at Eurogamer, which was, of course, the first places that they had it to play. Sadly, it was the same build that they had back then, so there weren't any new characters in it yet. So it still had just... I mean, the newest characters in it were, like, Trish, Dante, Amaratasu, and a few others like that. I think it was cool. It's a bit fast for me, but then all fighting games are fast. Paul wouldn't know, because Paul doesn't like fighting games that much. Do you? Okay. The combos seem to be...
Steady shot! Explosive shot! Serpent sting, steady shot, explosive shot, steady shot, steady
shot.
Are
you playing WoW?
It's fighting, innit? What's that purple one called? Black Arrow, steady shot, explosive shot, multi shot.
The special moves and combos and stuff seem a lot easier to do with the Marvel characters.
They're easier
characters
in World of Warcraft. Numbers.
The Marvel characters than the Capcom characters?
I know, I just deleted dinner down.
So, as I was saying, the Marvel characters seem a lot easier to control than the Capcom characters, but only in the sense of if you don't play fighters... Ooh, too much. Did I do that?
Oh, probably.
I hope not. So, if you want to win, play as the Hulk, because the Hulk seems to be the best at beating the crap out of people. And the fact that he takes up so much space on the screen, he can hit almost from any range.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it's kind of like a cheating kind of character to do. as is, like, Thor and the other Humongo people. But overall, I thought it was really good. I was a big Marvel vs. Capcom 2 fan, excluding the fact that I was never hugely that great at it. But that's because you had to learn the combos.
Oh, really?
And I've never been that good at learning the combos.
Oh.
But, yeah. It's coming out on Xbox 360 and PS3. And I'm sure they'll release Hori arcade sticks for it as well.
Adam can build his own.
Or Adam can build his own.
And then get one.
They're still announcing characters, so they haven't announced the full set of characters yet. But it's set to come out. Did we mention a release date for it? Can you ever? Marvel vs. Capcom. I can't remember if they announced a release date.
No. We want these ones.
Oh, okay. But then again, a lot of the announcements that we've done of Marvel vs. Capcom are of characters. No, it's about competition. It doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So yeah, I thought it was good. It does take a lot of getting used to, of course, if you're not a big Capcom fighter aficionado as such. But it does keep you entertained for a long time. So I think we played about 10 matches, maybe, in concession. Because I was I will beat you, I will beat you, I will beat you.
Oh, yeah.
I did in the end. We had to use controllers, though.
All right.
With the not very nice D-stick.
Oh.
Well, analog stick. Analog pad.
Which D-pad?
Of course, D-pad, that's the one. I don't know why I couldn't say that properly.
Analog pad, D-stick.
I'm sorry, that's the weirdest thing I've ever called it. Stop giving me funny faces. Or funny looks. Yeah. So.
So what?
This is coming out in the new year. And
yes.
I recommend people try it if they can. I'm sure they'll probably have it at, what's it called? MCM Expo in May if they have it possible to.
Oh, yeah.
But of course, they never release demos for games like this.
Okay.
So you have to buy them to play them.
Okay, well, since you made me sit through your boring preview of Marvel vs. Capcom, you can sit through my boring review of World of Warcraft Cataclysm.
Cool.
I'm just kidding, because I can't be bothered.
Aww.
Well, I haven't finished it. I've only done one of the zones, so.
Zone you've done is really cool.
Is cool. The quests in it are alright. I mean, I'm never going to say World of Warcraft quests are fantastic. Because when you do 160 of them, it drives you off the fucking wall. But yeah, it's alright. So far.
160? Cool. I'm sure you've done them more than 160.
In the zone I did, I got the achievement for 160 the other day.
Oh, really?
Oh. Obviously, Dinadal has done hundreds and thousands of quests.
Yeah, that's what I... Okay.
Over his many years.
Specifically in that area.
But in Under the Sea Land... He's done 160, maybe 161 or two.
So wait, you've done 160 missions since that came out?
Yeah.
What?
Well, you have to level up.
160?
Yeah.
In like a week?
Yeah. There's people who've practically done the quest for all the new zones.
Though. Well, I know there's people that got to level 85. Really,
you know,
as well.
One of the dudes in the guild, he wants to get the Lore Master achievement and he only has one lot of zones quest to do. Before he gets it, and that means he's basically completed all the quests in all the zones.
What, in Cataclysm or in the
Cataclysm,
whole game?
Oh,
I thought you meant the whole game.
The whole game, what, go back doing level 20 quests? Screw that. Back then when the quests were annoying. Find 50 of these. 2 hours later you hand it in. It's like, at least now they give you 4 or 5 quests and they're all in the same place and you can just go and do them and go back.
Well, a lot is better about the game since I last played it.
Indeed. So yeah, we'll probably have a review of Cataclysm in maybe a couple of weeks' time when I finish really giving it a workover. Since Blizzard don't give me a copy early.
Blizzard don't give anyone copies early.
Damn Blizzard.
Oh, except for the beta people, of course.
Yeah, but in the beta, well, half the stuff's changed from the beta anyway, so.
Mm.
But for those on Steam or Cartel, the Order of Destiny Alliance Guild will be hitting our first raid this week. Just saying.
Okay. Because I went on the game website when I was looking at releases, and it spazzed out when I said to look at next week, because it didn't really understand. It was like, there is no next week.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah?
We should mention that people should send letters, though.
Yeah, send us letters, dudes.
If you want to argue with me about Tomb Raider... Or whatever.
Yeah, Sean, don't argue with me about it, because I don't really care, to be honest.
Or if someone's not as excited about Elder Scrolls as Paul is, you can always have an argument with him.
Elder, oh my God. Well, I suppose everyone might be getting distracted at World of Warcraft this week, so I'll let them off. I mean, the 2 days I had off this week, I was World of Warcrafting.
You were.
And I got to level 83. 5 million experience left to go to get to 84.
Oh my God.
9 million experience from 84 to 85.
So don't forget to send your letters in. Feedback at gamercast.net. You're free to go on our YouTube channel, join our Steam group, go on our Facebook, go on the website, portalforums.net, as well as Gamecast on Air.
Yes, give us money.
Is that it?
Can we have the money now, please?
Twitter.com/Gamecast.
Can we have the money now, please?
And we'll catch you next week. I don't know.
Join our guild. Give us money.
We'll definitely be doing one next week. Maybe. Oh, I've got Ludum Dare.
Yeah, I'll do it next week. Next week we'll be dead anyway.
We'll have a break for Christmas. Don't know if we want a 1 week break or 2 week break.
We will probably have a 1 week break because on that week we want to be back with our New Year's special episode, won't we?
Oh, yes.
We'll have a break on the 26th, but we'll be back
on the 2nd.
On the 2nd.
With a roundup of what we liked in 2010 or the small amount of games Paul liked in 2010, as well as what we're looking forward to for 2011.
Small amount.
Civ 5.
It's alright.
Cataclysm.
Again, it's alright, but it's World of Warcraft.
Who knows? Well, we'll go into that on the 2nd and not bother this week. Because, of course, that has nothing to do with this week.
No, it doesn't. So let's finish this thing up. See you guys next week.
Bye.